VIP referral. When a health system honcho asks me to see his 30-year-old son for a little anxiety, I can only agree. He arrives with a girlfriend, the couple dressed like characters from an Armani ad, both of them sweating and twitching and goosebumped, ready for rehab, but begging for oxy his dad promised I'd prescribe for the weekend. I'm sweating with them, wondering how to stay loyal to my oath and keep my job. So I let their sad story soften me up, let myself wilt in the warmth of their charm, the honcho's red power tie flooding my mind like a flashback. I write the script and lean forward to place it in my new patient's hand, mine suddenly pulled back, tearing the small square sheet into shreds. Let's start rehab now, I say, the dial tone on my speakerphone steady and clear. The stethoscope. Lynette was running late when he saw children send sounds through a wooden beam. And when he arrived at the young woman's room that fall day, 1816, he rolled a sheet of fine French paper into a tube and perceived the action of the heart, suddenly snapping and crisp. After years with only his ear sealed against each chest, hearing the music of moth wings. 200 years and a trillion heartbeats later, the stethoscope is no more than an ornament we drape around our necks like a prop, the magician's wand, a tap dancer's cane. Less accurate than an X-ray, less precise than an echocardiogram, this antique, our pretext to bend over patients as if we are praying, close enough to feel their breath, close enough to admire all the clatter and commotion each one holds deep inside.